The family that slays together stays together. This is Black Christmas on Stinker Madness. Hello and welcome to Stinker Madness, the podcast about bad movies by bad movie lovers for bad movie lovers. It's a holiday Christmas special!
Starring me, Jackie.
Hooray. And your pick.
Ho ho ho. And Sam. Hee hee hee.
Who only picks his nose.
Ugh.
And reindeer's butts.
God, it's better.
What? Reindeer's butts? That doesn't make any
hers
sense.
Hers is funnier than yours, dude.
Whatever.
At least it's creative. I'm your host, Justin.
Just being honest.
As I mentioned, this is a podcast where we take a bad movie, watch it, talk about it, break it down, laugh at it. You laugh at it. We laugh at it. You laugh at us. We laugh at you. We don't even know you. So that's how comedic this is, really.
We just don't judge. We'll laugh at anybody.
That's true. 2006 Black Christmas. The remake of the classic Bob Clark film of the same title, produced by Bob Clark, starring a bunch of, well...
You know what? Is it like, other than Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who's basically just a scream queen.
Who was at the time? Nobody.
I thought she'd been in a bunch. Wasn't she in one of the first Final Destinations?
Maybe.
I thought she'd basically been in about 100 horror movies by this point.
Okay, I didn't know her from that background, but yeah, I only know her from Scott Pilgrim's and that 10 Cloverfield Lane movie.
Yeah, no, she's a scream queen. The other ones are all like, we're in a TV show that's not on the air anymore.
Like Party of Five.
Yeah, they're clawing.
Buffy.
One Tree Hill, maybe.
Yeah, One Tree Hill, sure. Gilmore Girls.
I don't
Dawson's
think any of
Creek.
Them.
Dawson's Creek.
Why not?
Yeah. Saved by the Bell.
Eight is enough.
Nobody's Saved by the Bell in this. It's too good for that.
I hope Screech would have been in this movie, but
he would have.
He was busy.
Nobody else would have let him.
No.
I'm pretty sure he was outside the set where they have that like roped off area and people are standing around milling like, hey, I could be an extra. And Screech is like, guys, it's me, Screech. And then somebody just hits him with a tire iron.
Oh, I was thinking empty pop bottle, but whatever.
And puts it in his butt because that's what I heard happens in his porno.
And he eats poop.
Oh,
well, maybe he does. I don't know.
I don't think he.
I heard
he
it
has
was,
a porno. Screech made a porno.
You called, didn't hear about Screech's
it's
porno?
Called Screech and Sniff, and it's a scat film. It's about pooping.
That's gross, dude.
It's super gross.
He's not. I wouldn't. No.
No, it's poop, Jackie. It doesn't matter whose poop it is. It's still poop.
Still just poop.
Does he at least have a big wiener?
Probably not.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I don't care to find out because of the pooping.
Let's talk about this film.
Okay.
I'm ready to be done with Screech. Slasher film, slasher Christmas, Jingle Time takes place at Christmas with much deathery.
Sleigh bells.
Yep. Santa's sleigh. Jackie, why'd you pick this film?
I picked it solely based off the cover.
It doesn't really have that interesting of a cover.
It's just a head with some Christmas lights around
well,
it.
And it was a remake. And so I figured, man, if it's a remake, it could be okay.
Because 98% of them are not.
Yeah. So
that's a sentence that's never been said, yeah. Ever, Jackie.
So I figured if it was a remake, then it was good enough. Because I was thinking of that Sunrise Down movie where the guy has the flour sack on his head with the eye holes.
The town that dreaded sundown.
Yeah. And I was thinking, well, that one was a pretty good movie for a remake. And
The remake sucked, Jackie.
I thought it was okay. And so I figured, what the hell?
Okay.
And I didn't really want, I mean, you guys kind of vetoed my He Managed Your Christmas special
because
again.
We already did an episode on it.
I know, but hey, I would do it every year if you guys would let me.
Guess what? We did two Christmas holiday specials this year. He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special. Go listen to it on our fucking goddamn website from 2 years ago. You can't do an episode on the same movie twice.
Unless that movie is Encino Man.
No, that movie fucking sucks my ass.
So does He-Man and She-Ra's Christmas special.
No.
It blows.
No, that guy with the elephant trunk.
We're talking about this film.
All right, fine.
It's the story of some sorority girls locked in their house in your typical, oh, it's snowing too hard type night. The power goes out. Oh, it just so happens that their sorority house is the previous resident residency of a murderous lunatic and his murderous lunatic potential sister.
And drunk mom.
And drunk mom.
Who was also a murderous lunatic.
Who was also a murderous lunatic.
There's a lot of murderous yep. lunatics in this past house occupation.
So.
Occupied? Occupado.
Occupado. There's no Jason, but it might as well be a Jason film, just not as good.
Jason would have been done with these bitches in 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
And I'm just saying, the sorority house that they have, that is not true. My sorority house was not like that. It was bunk beds in a room, and then you got shoved into a locker size area where you got to keep your personal effects.
There's also not very many girls in this sorority.
These are the bitches that their families didn't want them to come home, so they're fucking stuck there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like there's public sororities, and then there's private sororities, like public and private schools, and so the rich people stick their really annoying children in these sororities that, yes, have a nice house, and there's only six of them because nobody else wants to fucking deal with them on the rest of the planet.
Sure.
Maybe it's one of those jobbers that I just made up in my head.
Why not?
Okay.
Okay.
I know nothing about Greek society.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, my experience with Greek society was not that nice.
Toga.
Not to mention that the food was blowhard.
Blowhard, huh?
The food
that
was
hamburger
vodka,
told me a tale about a.
If I know anything about the sororities up north in Idaho, the nightly dinner is vodka and dick.
Yeah, no, we had a nice 3-course meal every night.
Dick, balls, butthole.
You wish you could have went there.
No. Anyways. I don't really have a lot to say about this particular film. It's fairly generic.
It's super generic. I think that the house is generic. Because I couldn't figure out that they were in a fucking sorority for quite a while. It's got to be probably 10 minutes in. I'm like, other than a sorority?
Yeah.
I was just like, what the fuck are these people doing in this generic horror house?
You missed the Kappa Gamma Delta sign at the beginning of the movie.
They had something that you can blink and miss.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Well, that explains everything.
What are you talking about? They had Christmas lights on their house and everything.
That doesn't have anything to do with them being a sorority. That has it to do with being Christmas. Two different things.
Well, it looked nice.
Sorority and Christmas are not synonymous. Are they? Is it Christmas every day in a sorority, Jackie?
No, but we did have a nice tree.
I heard Christmas only comes once a year.
Until she got married to Charlie Sheen, then just quit happening.
For one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
Okay, you should watch more James Bond movies. So I think we should just dive into this thing.
Oh, yeah,
you
got it. There's not.
I mean, really much to talk about.
I'm going to save my main qualms with it for the end, basically.
All right. So as we say, it's Christmas at a sorority, and there's this girl upstairs. Don't know her name. Nameless one.
Claire?
Wait,
no, the first girl doesn't have a name, you're right.
Okay, she's just the sister?
The pre-credit first kill?
That's Gracie.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go. We can argue about this for weeks.
She is the... She's the girl that...
Oh, the sister, yeah.
That has the sister that comes to get her.
She's giving her sister a present, whose name is Leigh, I remember, which is spelled like Santa's sleigh without an S. Doesn't make any sense. It's Leigh, but
I think it's Leigh.
But it's spelled Leigh. She's giving her a present. It's a nice little watch. And, bag over her head. Stabbed in it! Dead!
Dead. And
with
I think...
fucking pen. The pen she was writing the Christmas card with.
Yeah. Right in the top of the head, which would never fucking work.
No.
That pen would just break.
Right. Skulls are tough.
I think she made it. That's what we should do a count on here.
Okay, who makes it and who doesn't
make it? Who makes it and doesn't based upon the weapon used and how it was used.
Okay, all right.
And I think this one is a couple of, probably six stitches.
Okay.
Let's call it six stitches.
Well, she did have a plastic bag on her head. And I mean, if she keeps the bag on,
now
eventually she's going to suffocate.
He did poke a hole in the bag.
Yeah, now she can breathe.
Now she can breathe.
So six stitches at
he
best.
He actually did her a favor by stabbing her in the head. Because now she's alive instead of suffocated.
She would have got out of there if she wasn't so drunk.
Yeah, she was drinking in the opening credits.
Someplace else. Someplace called the Loony Bin. There's a Santa. It's also Christmas at the Loony Bin. He's walking around giving everybody presents. Here you go. Merry Christmas. It's cookies and milk, I think, is what he's giving.
It's the orderly.
I know, but he's dressed as Santa.
Yeah.
He's got a hat on.
That wasn't really Santa. I thought that was the real. It said real Santa in the credits, Jackie.
I know. He was making his film debut.
Is he union, I wonder?
Santa's. You don't even want to know what Santa's day rate is.
Does he have his SAG card?
Just get De Niro. He's cheaper.
And much better. Santa's not a good actor. Ho, ho, ho. But he's not welcome there very much. Like, beat it, Santa. Fuck off, Santa. We don't want your shit, Santa. Okay, fine. So the last person he gives something to is a plate of milk. Well, not a plate of milk, a glass of milk, and some chicken.
Yeah, and there's a candy cane on there, too.
Yeah, yeah. Why'd you give him chicken? Because that's as close as we could make it to the taste of his mom. Dun, dun, dun!
Because that's what they do at the Loony Bin.
Yeah.
Make sure you stay fucking crazy.
Well, they gave him a rocking chair. That was nice.
It was, okay. Yeah. But at the same time.
Maybe his mom had a rocking chair and it brings back painful memories.
No, because he was trapped up in the attic and he had a rocking chair.
And that's painful memories. So again, they're double dutching him on the painful memories.
Yeah.
You're still fucking crazy, bud.
Well, what happens at the monthly review when they're talking to this guy?
Mm-hmm.
What is his name? Is it like Steve or
Bill?
Bill. Billy, yeah.
Yeah, Billy.
So, Billy.
It might not be Billy.
Yeah, because at the beginning of the movie, they're like, did anybody get Billy a present? Yeah. We're like, where the fuck is Billy? And that doesn't get explained until you're like 45 minutes in.
Yeah.
So, Billy's at his monthly review with the psychologist. And he's like, so did the chicken taste like your mom?
It tastes like chicken.
A little bit. He's like, well, what can we do to make it taste more like humans? No, they're not going to do that.
Put people in it.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little people in it, and it'll taste just like a person.
Well, it was a little thick. The cookie cutter would only go so deep in my mom's back. And
okay,
we'll
get to that.
The more jerky consistency is what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More salt.
More salt.
He gives the guard a present. He's a nice guy. It's Christmas time. Here you go, guard. Have a little this. It's a note that says, I'm fucking out of here. I'm going home for Christmas, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, because that's what it said.
You're not going anywhere, dick shit. You're in a fucking cell. Wait, aren't you? I should go check.
Check. The only way that you could escape is by me opening this door. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, at that point, you're like, no, thanks.
He gets stabbed in the fucking neck. With the candy cane that Santa just gave him.
I thought it was very considerate of this mental patient murderer on the janitorial and custodial staff.
Mm-hmm.
He turned off the main to the water before he ripped the sink off. Because you notice there was no water coming out. I was very considerate of him. Because that would have been a big mess that somebody would have had to clean up.
Here's one thing I know.
Aside from the dead body.
Well, I mean... Add 16 gallons of water in there, and all of a sudden it's worse, right?
No, that's true.
Here's one thing I know. You cannot give inmates or loony bin patients a candy cane at Christmas. Nobody does. It's one thing that you don't get. You do get turkey during Christmas if you're in prison.
Because it tastes like papal.
No. In real life. In real life. I researched this for my upcoming novel.
Yeah.
But no, they do not give candy canes. For this very reason. So this loony bin, not going to make it. They're breaking all the fucking rules.
They
man.
Are.
Jesus. Close this fucking thing down. All right. So that guy's dead. Back at the sorority. One of the girls is watching herself on a computer getting banged.
Getting banged by. And we've already seen who is Oliver Hudson, which is the. Brother of Kate Hudson and
okay. Didn't even know he existed.
Yeah. What's her name? Goldie Hawn, his kid?
Kate Hudson.
Her, yeah. Her, Goldie Hawn is a her, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or Kurt Russell's got a little thing for Strange. But either way, it's we've seen him with his new girlfriend, but he's apparently right. been hitting this house for a while.
Yeah, and he's just going from room to room, and he's pulling a... God, what the fuck is his name? Mac, Charlie... He's pulling a Dennis
yes.
from Sonny. He's just got a dresser drawer filled with tapes of himself banging other ladies.
Other chicks. But this doesn't
and
make
Mac likes them all.
Sense, because if he taped himself banging her... Why, she's got it now.
She's got...
The tape
it?
On her computer,
maybe
which isn't a tape.
Well, yeah, maybe it's on YouTube.
Well, oh. they explain this.
Mm-hmm.
A coworker of his got pissed off at him,
okay.
so he stole his sex tapes and put them online.
Charlie. So
then she's just like, oh, Merry Christmas, Tori. Yeah, I'm going to watch this me getting boned.
Yeah, she watched, she's not like disgusted, like, oh, this is on the fucking internet? She's kind of like, uh-huh, okay.
It's like background noise.
This doesn't
she's like,
look good. I remember enjoying this. This seems very boring.
Yeah, she's listening to that instead of Jimmy Buffett's Christmas. Like
both of them involve things getting put in your butt.
Uh-huh.
She goes up into the attic for some reason. Like, hey, I think she hears a sound or something. And so she goes up there and she's looking around and up oh, she gets bagged and her eyeball gets pulled out.
Through the bag.
Through the bag.
Then what happens? Do they show anything else or does she just lose an eye?
I think she's dead from losing an eye.
So I think she made it. That's two.
That's two.
Two for two. Yep. They've both made it.
Lived. We've skipped the guy with the candy cane in the neck. He is at a hospital. They do have medical services
it
there.
It went into his neck. I don't know if he made it.
Yeah.
By the time that somebody finds him, he's
yeah,
bled out.
Yeah, he's bled out. He's dead. Okay. Okay. Santa's still at the loony bin, still walking around. And he hears a lady being like, Santa, come get some of this hard candy.
Yeah.
And I'm good. I've been real good this year and I'm going to be good for you.
Santa, I would like a minute and a half of disappointment in this closet.
You have to make it Christmas innuendos. Otherwise, that's just the truth.
I would like a small package in this closet.
Mm.
Gift wrap with...
I know you're in a hurry, so let's make it quick, Santa.
Mm.
So that you can go deliver presents to other boys and girls.
Mm. I would like a lump of coal in my butt. Everything is my butt. Damn it. Yeah, so she throws some lines at him, and he's like, derp, okay. But he's killed vaguely off screen. There's just a lot of blood.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what happens to Santa, but...
He didn't make it because of the volume of blood.
The volume of blood was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll go ahead and give him a dead.
And even if he did make it, quite honestly, he got his ass thrown out in the dumpster, so he would have froze to death.
Well, whoever that lady was also would have gave him gonorrhea and syphilis at the same time, which we know is a deadly STD cocktail, and you will die from that in a brain explosion incident.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's like that's... That was actually what was going on in Scanners. They thought that they all had the force, but it was really just because they weren't using condoms.
That's how George Mason went out.
And Woodrow Wilson.
And Woodrow Wilson, yeah. Very common cause. Billy, it turns out, is yellow.
He has permanent jaundice.
Permanent jaundice from a rare liver disease that his mother passed. I'm going to blame everything on her.
Yeah.
It's not really Billy's fault. She's a piece of human shit.
She is.
And so I think she drank like just Everclear and well, just Everclear really for like the entire time he was pregnant. He couldn't process it in his little tiny baby liver. And so that made him turn yellow.
Well, let's just face it here. The first time we really see mom, she's got a bottle of vodka. That's open. She didn't even bother
It's clear. That could be Everclear.
She didn't even bother to put the lid back on. And then she's got a container of orange juice there and a glass that is full of screwdriver. And it's not a small glass. It's a big glass. So she's just sitting there, chain smoking cigarettes and just getting fucked up.
She is also quite haggard looking. Like,
she is.
At the time he's born.
Looks, she gets younger looking as the movie goes. It's really bad.
Yeah, she does, but she never looks good.
No, she doesn't look good ever. This is about as bad as she looks. And this doesn't make sense because it's like, oh, here's the baby's past. And is this when Oliver is... Somebody's telling the story of who this fucker is, right?
I think so.
And you have his Marine dad,
uh-huh,
who looks like Matt Damon, kind of.
Kind of. He's so handsome, you have this, and chiseled and looks youngish.
Youngish. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to, it's like, no, what did he do? How is he blind, drunk all
who
the time?
Is this, this lady?
Lady is his mom.
Is
not
she blackmailing his him?
Wife. He's staying married to her? What? I've
got pictures of your wiener, and I'm going to put them on the internet unless you stay married to me, and I can just sit around and drink Everclear all day.
Yeah, no, this
marriage, I have no choice.
I mean, I just don't see where the convenience in this marriage is.
Well, he's definitely not staying for the sex.
Yeah, well, maybe she's got a huge dick. Hell, I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
5 years later, she's really starting to look crappy. She's looking quite awful. Billy is trapped up in the attic. She hates him.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to have Christmas. His dad sneaks him a present like, hey, man, Billy, you're all right with me. Again.
Why are dad, you still married
what
to
the
her?
Fuck? Get me out of here, yeah,
let's
dude.
Let's leave. Yeah. In fact, my jaundice, I think, can be cleared up if anyone was to take me to the hospital
just
and
one
out
time.
Of this house.
Just one
just
time.
Just one time.
I could probably even just see a nurse practitioner. He will know what to do. Don't bring the drunk. Just you and me. And then we'll go to Santa Monica.
We only have to wait another 10 minutes. She's going to be drooling on herself in a pile of her own feces from drinking constantly. In a minute now.
Have you seen her drink? She can put them back, dude.
Oh, that's what you can put them back. But once you get past, once you tip the half gallon, you're going down.
Oh no, I've seen that happen in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You mm-hmm. in the movies, you can just drink and drink. And actually, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can get a drinking competition. As soon as the bottle's done, you can be instantly sober if you've got something to do. So
why not?
Yeah.
She doesn't have anything to do.
She does not. She does if he's trying to take her ugly yellow baby to the hospital. But
mm-hmm.
she finds out about it. She's not happy that he gave him a little spaceship, Apollo 11 model. And so he dies.
Her boyfriend comes over and kills him.
Yeah, he stabs him in the back of the head or something like that?
Yeah, smashes his skull in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't make it.
He does not make it. He pretty much gets grody.
But we don't really see it. But we mostly just hear it, and then we see him dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to infer that he's dead.
He's dead.
Okay. Billy also saw it all, though. So he's like, fuck this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
He runs to the attic, and his mom locks him up there forever. Forever. Back at the sorority, though, in the future, the girls have gotten a strange phone call. I don't know what it says.
Oh, it's a bunch of bullshit.
I'm the horror phone call. Blah, 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 blah.
It seems to me like the phone calls that they get are just repeats of what we just saw from Billy's past.
And my dad gave me a present, and I liked it, and then my mom bashed him in the head. Blah, 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 blah.
She's my family now, that's what he says.
Oh, yeah, she's my family now. Blah, 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 blah.
And then records, they not knowing how phones work, he uses the phone that he steals from the dead person to play back them dying while on the phone that they're using for playback in a phone conversation with an actual phone.
It's also very minute, but we should mention, because that is a stinker staple, she hangs up the call and then hits the speaker button. You have to hit speaker, then hang up the
no,
fucking
I
phone.
I think it would be she hangs it up and pushes speaker, and everybody looks at her and goes, yeah, you just hung up on that person.
The only thing coming out of the speaker is,
yeah. Maybe they'll call back.
Star 69 it. There's this weird girl. Who the fuck is this weird girl that comes downstairs?
Eve?
Yeah, she gives Mary Elizabeth Winstead a unicorn for Christmas. Hi, I got you this at the thrift store.
Yep.
Okay. What are you doing here?
I'm your housemate that comes down once every 6 months. You didn't know that.
And then she leaves.
I'm getting my major in knitting.
And then the booby lady makes fun of her.
Yeah, right.
And start continues, and this is when we find out where I've got the side plot line that I'm actually interested in, because I could tell that she was drinking Chardonnay already, but then she starts taking shots of tequila.
Oh, the fake-chested one.
The booby lady, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Robert Zadar's daughter,
yeah,
I should say.
She's
got a mega chin.
She's got a good chin.
It's a serious chin.
But she's...
Moon face booby lady, as I like to call her.
She's gotten on the pathway to disaster. I don't know that anyone has ever really done this and just been like, oh, I'm going to keep this tequila going down easy with some Chardonnay in between. It's not...
That's dude, worst chaser ever.
That's a highway to an upset tummy.
You've turned yourself into a barf bus.
Yes. And probably Double Dragon.
Oh, yeah, no, that's good.
You're going to need a bucket, too.
The thing is I don't think you can get to the Double Dragon, because neither one of them are going to... They're not going to get along with
each
other.
You didn't see what she ate.
I'm going to venture to guess that she had half a Twinkie like 6 hours before that.
Yeah, she had some dick, because that's what you have. It's all coming back. Flashback to 1982. Billy is now 12 years old, and... Ugh. Things are getting grody here.
Yuck.
She's got a new boyfriend, the mom, after dad, or I guess it's the same boyfriend.
Yeah, it's the same boyfriend. Guy.
And he's a drunk as well. She tries to bang him on the stairs, but he passes out on her. I'm assuming the ding-dong's not going so well either.
Mm-mm.
So she's like, well, I gotta get me some. So she goes upstairs to Billy's room. You can infer the rest.
9 months later...
Wah,
non-yellow wah. Baby.
Agnes.
Agnes is... I feel sorry for the little kid that played Agnes. Because that was an ugly fucking kid.
Well, they made her up worse. There was a fake brow there. They made her look like a goddamn caveman. She doesn't look like that in real life.
Are you sure?
Well, unless they actually still have cavemen. And they found one of these... We stole a real life caveman baby for this movie.
Unfrozen caveman baby.
They borrowed it from the Smithsonian.
Mm. Or Apu's ice cooler. That's wild. She's like the pride and joy of mommy time now. Like, mommy's like, she's the good one. I like her. Even though she is also quite loony. Agnes.
Yeah, she's, well, I don't know. I don't really see how yellow's any better than what she's got going on.
Yeah,
or any worse, really.
Girls are getting more spooky calls back in the future.
She's my family.
The boyfriend, the porno boyfriend, breaks in upstairs, and he's like, hey, I'm here to spend the night with you, girl, because it's cold outside, and you really should stay.
Doesn't he want to take her out of there?
I thought he was going to, like, cozy up in your pumpkin-colored sheets and...
Dude, he's a local.
Yeah, he's a townie. Right.
You can't go back to his house because it's just empty cans of Budweiser everywhere.
Or his mom's basement.
Or he's married.
That could be too.
Because I kind of got that he was married, because as soon as she gets out of the truck, he gets on the phone and calls some other girl. And he's like, I'm not going to make it home tonight, blah, 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 blah. And then you see her throw the phone, and that's the end of that. So I'm assuming this dude is married and just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to put my dick in everybody.
So we're going to bang, right? And she's like, no, we're not going to fucking bang, because you fucking filmed everybody else banging you, or
yeah,
you banging
something.
Them. And I'm like, fuck off, Buster. And he's like, you suck. And she's like, no, you suck. And then the mom comes upstairs and she's like, hey, Buster, get out of here. Or I'll.
She just pushes him in the back and he's like, I'm leaving.
I'll hey, just leave, okay? He's like, fine, fuck you, bitches. That's exactly how it went down.
Kind of.
That's scripted. I am pulling it from the screenplay right there. Flashback again to 1991. Billy gets a telescope. Hey, that's not bad, Billy. Nice. Agnes gets even more ugly.
Yeah, time is not doing that kid any favors.
Something happens. I don't know. Billy's like, fuck this shit. I'm going to kill everybody.
Yeah, he gets tired of it.
Yeah, I'm tired of this. Man, I'm a damn-ass 21-year-old adult. I mean, I like space. I like it, but shouldn't I get, like, out of here for Christmas? Like maybe a job and a girlfriend, possibly? You know, I mean, I am yellow, but it's better than my mom, so.
You know, and you would think that this lady is such a bitch that when he turned 18, that she would have just shoved him out the front door and been like,
yeah,
all right, you're 18, go fuck off.
But no, the military.
Yeah, why did she keep him up in the attic?
Because she's fucking loony. But he kills everyone. He eats their eyeballs, too, I should mention at some point. He's an eyeball eater, this one.
Nummy.
I don't know if it's supposed to be saying that, like...
It's just because it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross, but, like, I'm going to eat your eyeballs so you can't see me type shit. I
think it's just because it's gross.
I think it's probably just gross.
Well, he also poked out the eyes of his sister's doll.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a reoccurring theme throughout the rest of the movie is the eyeballs. As Jackie spoiled earlier, he also bakes some mom cookies, cuts some skin off her back, and bakes
angels.
It. Yeah, angels. Eats that. Mm. I thought Agnes was for sure fucking dead. I guess she's not dead.
No.
She survives. But I'm going to go ahead and say that mom is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boyfriend is dead.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Okay. Too dead. They arrest him and send him to the bin, and Agnes goes to the hospital, I guess, and then she just vanishes.
I think that she spent her time in a psych ward and then was finally released upon turning 18.
At a certain point, it becomes voluntary, so they won't keep, you know, just like, oh, she left 10 years ago. Where'd she go? We don't fucking know. She left on her own, and that's the end of it.
No one's seen her since.
Something about an Estee Lauder counter and some mini bottles of chocolate mousse flavored vodka.
She met a lady named Carol. I don't know how that went down, but
something about a Cadillac in the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Claire's older sister shows up. Where the fuck is Claire? I came to get my goddamn watch.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm here for my fucking watch. Where's my fucking sister?
Hey, it's the lady from Space Above and Beyond, the show that only I watched, and time has not been kind.
Hey, we haven't seen Claire. Where the fuck is Claire? Huh, maybe she's up in her room. Let's go check it out.
By this point, I'm actually just like, which one was fucking Claire?
They do not do a good job in this movie of, like, really establishing who the hell people are.
Or making you care about any of them.
Exactly. They probably did do that, and I just don't give a shit. Billy has left a present, because apparently he's at the house now, under the tree for the girls. It's Agnes's doll with the eyes cut out.
Very spooky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Kyle. Kyle's his name. Sorry.
Oliver.
Yeah.
Hudson.
Yeah, Mr. Hudson. Mary Elizabeth Winstead's like, oh, go check it out. Let's go check it out. So she finds a box. And as you mentioned earlier, the fake boob girl.
Yeah.
She's had enough. She's pukey time.
And this isn't any good here. Because I know what would happen. They needed, like, a fire hose vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if you're chasing tequila with Chardonnay, at some point, none of it's getting processed.
Mm-hmm.
Your stomach's holding all of it, and it just waits for there to be too much in there, and then it spits it all back out at once. There should have been, like, this is just like a couple of, like, she had some shrimp cocktail or something.
Yeah.
And it's a little chunky, and there's a small amount. This should have been like, well, girls, we have to leave the house. The entire living room is covered in tequila and Chardonnay puke.
Okay, so we're going to have to infer that she's still got all of that nasty stuff going on still. She didn't puke out enough. Is she dead from alcohol poisoning?
No, she goes upstairs and yaks again.
Okay.
Eventually.
Oh, close one. She takes a shower, too, and Billy is in the floor.
This.
He's watching her from a missing tile. I mean, the floor.
That's, oh, it sucks so bad. He's not in the floor.
He can't be in the floor.
He can't be in the floor. It's upstairs. It's so stupid.
Lacey Chabert goes outside and has a smoke. So she's dead from smoking.
From smoking.
Yeah.
She didn't make it 28 years later.
And she finds evidence of something. She finds like somebody underneath the house or hears somebody underneath the house or something.
No, the power has went out and mm-hmm. she's going underneath the house to turn the power back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is under the house.
Yes.
Sure, why not?
That's what they say. They never show you the under the house breaker. Yeah.
That seems like a really bad place to
put it. Oh, it seems like breaker. A bad place. There's an actual normal junction box. It just doesn't work because the one that works is under the house.
It's under the fucking house. Who put that there? Why would you put that there?
No, just eliminate it if you've got a normal junction box. Well, either way.
Upstairs, Mary Elizabeth Winstead has found some doll eyeballs. Oh, shit's getting fucking scary.
She's Ooh. Going through Eve's room, who lived in Billy's room. Who lives in Billy's old room.
Right, right.
Yeah. Her Southern Belle accent has left all the way by this point.
Oh, God.
It should be mentioned.
Yeah, nice job on that one.
It was only... She only really did it right for one line.
Well, yeah, her dad was a NASCAR driver, and then she got the line, and that was it. For NASCARing.
For NASCARing, yeah.
Under the house, Lacey Chabert has been stabbed in the head.
What did she get stabbed by?
One of those little mini rakes that you...
Yeah, so, okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Another teen death.
It's a gardening claw, I believe.
She garden claws whichever one of the assailant in the arm,
uh-huh.
who then pulls it out and garden claws her in the back of the neckish area. Tetanus shot?
It depends on how far it goes in.
It can only go in about 2 inches because that's as far as the claw goes.
Yeah.
That's a tetanus shot.
Yeah, but she's under the house. If we're going to say that one guy doesn't get found, she's probably not going to get found either.
Well, she could freeze to death later, but right now, she's not dead.
Well, either that or it severed her spinal cord.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's got enough oomph for that.
Yeah, it's also tricky. Yeah, I'm going to go. She's not dead.
She's not dead.
Yeah, not dead. The girls get another call. Oh, my gosh. She's with me. She's my family. I like her. Which leads them to Lacey Chabert's severed head. She is now dead.
Yeah. Well, no, is this her severed head or is it somebody else?
I thought this was Lacey Chabert's head out in the car.
No, this is
that's
Eve.
Eve was decapitated.
Nerd.
She did not make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unicorn.
When did
nerd...
that fucking happen?
Because they talk about this like 3 times, like, her car's still out there. Her car's still out there. And then finally somebody goes and opens the, what's her face? Mary Elizabeth Winstead goes and opens the door to her car and her head falls off.
Hmm.
She didn't make it. She's
okay,
dead.
She's dead. So they are like, run. And they go back in the house and call 911. And the cops are like, sorry, man. It's really snowy outside. So I guess you guys are screwed. Well, thanks.
It's going to be about 2 hours before we can get anybody to see you.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, pass me one of the donuts. Susie got her top off yet?
Yeah.
This is one hell of a Christmas party here at the 911 station.
Oh.
It's going to be about 2 hours. At least 2 hours.
At least 2 hours. I might fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to make it. We'll check on you in the morning.
Call the volunteer fire department. Those dickheads will show up.
If you bring us some coffee in the morning, because we're going to be really hungover.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come check on you after we get those done. But you have to bring us the coffee first. So the girls split up in the house. Shit. The Mary Elizabeth Winstead and the house mom are like, fuck, we're out of here. We'll go find somebody to help us, I guess.
We'll leave.
Yeah, we'll bail.
Yeah, but the other ones don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, well, fuck you guys. And they get in the car and leave anyway.
Out in the car. The mother of the house is scraping the windows, and Billy's in the car. Blah.
Yeah.
And so Mary Elizabeth Winstead gets killed.
Blood splatter to the point that she probably is.
She's dead.
She's dead.
We don't know from what.
From what.
This is the stupidest part of
the movie. Yeah.
The mom is like, shit, blah! And she runs, bumps into the house, and a fucking icicle falls off the roof and kills her in the fucking head.
My note is that house mother done in by supergravity.
Yeah.
So that either there's a gravitational singularity directly underneath her, or that just bonked her on the head and she's totally okay.
She
is not dead.
She is not dead.
Yeah.
No, that icicle was not high enough to kill anyone.
Or big enough, really.
Or, yeah, I mean, if you're deadly icicles, that's, you know.
It's got to be 10 a big stories
and really fucking big and the whole deal.
Yeah, so that's one dead, none quite alive. Michelle Trachtenberg, she's running around the house being fucking nutty. Ah, everybody's going to fucking get killed, man. So sure enough, she gets killed. She gets a ice skate chucked at her, which lops off the back of her head.
Yeah.
Yep. She's dead.
Now, the ice skate hits her in the back of the head. That's like 20 stitches, though.
If you get the back of your head lopped off with bits of your brain, I will concur, Jackie. I don't think a chucked ice skate is going to be the instrument to do that.
I think it just hits her in the back of the head. Some of her hair gets
unconscious.
That's going to be quite a few stitches.
Yeah. She's not happy. She's going to have to go to the hospital.
Not dead.
Not dead. I don't think she's dead.
No, I guess you're right. Because it was a figure skate, and my figure skates are not sharp.
No. Robert Zadar's daughter is upstairs in bed getting molested. Vaguely.
Kind of.
She gets her boob felt for sure, but then I think it was stuff happened.
It was butt. And then there was like butt shaking.
I don't know what's
going
on.
Just like
there.
Grabbed one cheek and started just shaking it.
And she's like, Jesus Christ, what do I do? But she gets stabbed in the face. Right through the eyeball, right?
I guess this one is unclear because it shows there's some struggling and then you don't really see what happens, and later it comes back and both of her eyes are gone and she looks dead. So she didn't make it. I guess she's dead because we just don't see the full scope.
The only damage is that her eyeballs are gone. Well, I guess maybe the thing that stabbed out her eyes could be all the way through the back of her head.
Maybe.
Jackie?
Yeah, I'm going to go dead.
Okay, dead.
Because if you get stabbed in the eyeball with that size of a unicorn horn, it's definitely causing your brain to have issues.
Yeah.
It will kill you.
But even there, we just don't see. All we see is her dead afterwards, so we just have to assume this time they got it right.
So we should give a volume of people count. There's the older sister. There's some blonde girl. And Kyle comes back. Now.
Sure.
He's like, whoa, what the shit, man?
Why do you keep coming back? Kyle's like, I'm really just too drunk to drive home.
I have no place to go.
Every time I get in the car and turn the keys, I'm like, I know the cops are probably doing something else, but my luck, right?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's it, Sam. Yeah, good job. There's a phone ringing in the attic. It must be one of the girls. I don't care which ones.
So, is this where they're in the bedroom with the dead girl?
Yeah.
And the light from the cell phone shows through the floor.
A very tiny hole.
No, it's like magic.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
It is super dumb. Let's go check it out. So, Kyle gets up there and he's like, what's up? Whose phone is this? But he's dead. I can't remember how Kyle dies.
He gets pulled up there.
Uh-huh. Does he get the unicorn in the head?
I think he gets the top of the Christmas tree through his face.
Jackie?
The tree topper. Isn't he the one that gets the tree topper that looks like the horn? Because this one, I'm going to go ahead and say it doesn't go through. It just, maybe he loses an eye and it crushes on his skull, but he's okay.
Jackie?
I can't remember how he dies.
Damn it, let's go watch the movie.
No, I'm pretty, well, let's just say it's the one, because there is somebody gets like, it's like a shitty plastic tree topper shoved through their skull.
Okay.
That's not going through.
Well, probably not.
He makes it.
Okay, he's alive.
A lot of missing eyeballs, though, for the ones that make it.
Yeah, yeah. The girls run in there to help him, and it's too late, and
one of them starts falling through the floor.
Yeah, she's like,
and then is fighting to stay up there. It's like, no, just
fall through the floor.
That's a good escape there.
The last girl's fighting this person. It turns out it's Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we thought it was Billy this whole time. She stabs her eyeball, but it's glass. It's the glass one that Billy punctured
that's
out.
That's how we know it's Agnes.
Yeah.
And not Billy in a wig.
Well, she does have some nice Christmas pajamas on.
Are they nice?
No, they're like cheap shit.
They're the shit pajamas.
Walmart ones. But, you know, hey, she tried. She's trying to be festive.
They bump over some candles that are now causing the place to catch on fire. So, but now Billy is involved. He's like, bleh, and he just looks yellow and like a normal dude, except for
and yellow Billy. And yeah. Bad teeth.
Well, you know, he did spend a lot of time in the loon bin.
Oh.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they don't give him a toothbrush for the reason of stabbings, shankings, if you have you.
He's got a soft toothbrush, but they give him toothpaste that's flavored like humans. It's helping his recovery.
That's right.
Agnes and the other girl have fallen through the wall now.
Yeah, they're in an open wall, I guess.
Like they were in the Matrix or something.
Yeah.
And she's pulling on her, and the sister's trying to pull her through the wall, and she does, and then Billy catches on fire because he's coming up in the wall. Everybody's on fucking fire, and they're dead, and hooray, we're saved. But at the morgue, the coroner's there, eating a sandwich, of course.
He's about to have a cookie, but he doesn't eat it.
And Billy and Agnes are still alive because nobody fucking bothered to check.
No one... The good paramedics were stuck in the snow.
Agnes isn't even injured.
No.
She's just... I put myself in this body bag. Aren't I clever?
Yeah.
They'll never check. The coroner's dead from something. Anybody remember?
Oh, he gets the brain saw. He doesn't make it. It doesn't show it.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't show it, but I'm going to assume that that one's going to do it.
He's dead. The girls are also at the same hospital upstairs, chilling out, being like, oh, whew, thank God that's over. The sister's like, oh, I got to go take a shit or something. So she leaves the room, and Agnes comes in. She's like, I got to get you.
No, the blonde has to go have x-rays.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go take a shit. It's all the same, Jackie. It's really not that important because the movie's not important.
I'm going to wheel you out here for the biggest deuce you've had in a while. Yeah,
thank God.
I had a whole cheese log. It's been stuck in there for 2 days.
I was busy running away from murderers and had to poop the whole time.
Now it's just stuck.
Yeah. I haven't pooped in 3 days and all the Chardonnay comes back up my mouth.
Well, the sister gets her neck broke by Agnes, which is...
I mean, no, she's not Rambo. She makes it.
She's alive.
She's alive.
She's got a nice...
She doesn't even have a stiff neck.
She's probably got a good alignment now.
Yeah.
She's alive.
It's like a toddler chiropractor or something.
The girl comes back and she's locked in the room. Oh, no, what the fuck? And Agnes comes in through the ceiling, I guess. And the last girl grabs a defibrillator and turns it on and defibrillates Agnes's face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably dead.
I think so.
Yep. I think that would fry your brain.
Yeah, I think you juice that thing up. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lot of safety protocols on those things because the people in charge of them are the ones that are the safety protocol, not the machine itself. So I think you can zap somebody pretty
good. Okay.
Billy follows in and he's like, you killed my sister. And she runs out the room and she hits him with a crutch and he trips her with it and they tussle. He falls off a staircase and impales himself on the Christmas tree. Dead, but not from the cause.
No.
I think he fell 3 stories, dude.
But that's a tree.
Yeah.
It's going to break his... I think he broke his back.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that he splits his head on the floor.
I think he's been impaled and he's dead.
Yeah, but I don't think he would die from that. I think he would hit the Christmas tree, bounce off of it, and hit something else, probably a rail, and split his head open.
A Christmas tree would not impale someone.
No.
Just tip
over. I think
it
would. Either way, I think he's dead. Your scenario or mine, I think he's dead.
I think he's dead.
He hits his head on the banister, he's not going to make it.
Right. Oh, thank God. It's over. Actually, it really wasn't that bad. It just wasn't very... It's just so generic.
Yes.
I like it.
So, the least and most favorite people to die. Who did you want least to die, Jackie, and who did you most want to die?
I wanted the sister that came for her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The old lady.
Okay.
Sure.
Or the older sister.
Older sister. She's not old lady.
I wanted her least to die.
Okay, why?
Because she was just a bitch and a realist.
Hmm.
She had some pretty sweet outfit on.
All right.
So I liked her.
Lacey Chabert also liked her jacket.
Yep.
That's true.
And the one I wanted the most to die was Tequila Chardonnay Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want her to die.
You didn't?
Nope. I wanted her to just keep drinking Chardonnay and tequila and just turn that, like, the house is burning down except for one room that's covered in vomit and it can't catch on fire.
See, you just wanted to see the train wreck of her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Not that you liked her character. Like, wow, what a great character. You just thought that she was awful and so entertaining.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't live next door to a sorority unless she was in it. And it would be like, you're just entertaining enough to make the rest of these assholes worth it. You train wreck.
I'm going to go with least wanted to die. Oh, wait, did you do your most?
I would have to say the den mother.
The den mother.
Or whatever her name is.
House mother.
House yeah, mother. Sure. The den mother.
Why?
She was annoying as shit.
Hmm.
She's a cock blocker is what he's trying well, to say.
Yeah, but the only cock was a guy that's going to cock block himself because he's got fucking video of himself banging everybody online.
Sam could have came in there and rescued the day.
I could also say that both Mary Elizabeth Winstead was my one that I didn't want to die and the one I wanted to die.
Mm.
So first I'm like, oh man, you're hot. I don't want you to die. And then she can't get the accent. I'm like, oh, kill the bitch.
Put her out of her misery. I'm going to be simple. I'm going to go with the first girl because she seemed nice. She gave her nice sister a nice watch. And she didn't have any lines, so she didn't have time to piss me off.
Ah!
And then fake boobs, I just was so annoyed with because she had that.
Really?
She had tood. She had tough girl tood. Like, ugh, everything's butt.
Bleh. She was just shithoused.
Yeah, well, she
sucked. yeah, she was a negative Nancy. That's why I voted for her, too.
Yeah, I didn't like her. Okay, so let's do the live versus dead count.
Okay.
18 is the official body count of this film.
Sure. It's
a decent body count for a slasher. The actual amount of people that would have died in this film are 11.
11. So I'm going to take this a step further in my question, and it's, are they the least effective slashers in a slasher movie? Because we have to think that the only targets are the sorority girls.
Uh-huh.
For them, like, most of them don't get killed. So you have one, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, we assume she's dead because she exploded.
Sure.
The girl that lost her head, Eve, uh-huh. She died.
Uh-huh.
First one, no, she's okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's fine. The second one, lost an eye. She's all right.
Yeah, everybody's not happy.
Lacey Chabert made it. Okay, so that's 2-3. 3-3 because the tequila girl, I guess, is dead.
Den mother's dead, but that has nothing to do with them.
She isn't dead. She gets bonked on the head. So they miss her entirely, so that's 4-3 now in favor of the living. And then the last two make it as well. So it's a... It's 6-3 living versus dead that they were trying to kill.
And I'm assuming that their entire motivation is just to live at this house. Like, you guys can't live here because we live here. This is our house. And they burn that fucker to the ground.
Yeah.
So now they don't even have that.
Failed miserably. Like, in terms, it's 33% kill rate on intended. So if they're playing baseball, that's good.
Yeah.
This isn't baseball.
It's not.
It's a slasher. You're killing people to get your house back.
Need pretty much 100%.
Only got...
Except for the virgin at the end.
Slightly over 30%
that
of them.
Lady was not a virgin.
No, I'm saying like in your normal slasher film, you want to have 100% except for the virgin at the end.
Yeah. So yeah, they're barely over 30% and they lose the object of their desire being the house.
Right.
Worst slasher pair I've ever seen.
Pretty bad slasher duo. Not effective.
Well, you know, when you're father, brother, sister.
True. And yellow.
And yellow. And barefoot. Ugly. Like, they're not diehard Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
John McClane.
Questions?
So that, knowing all those things, yeah, that would, is it?
Yeah, I have no argument otherwise.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are Billy and Agnes buds now? Like, what happened in between the time that he stabbed out her eyeball and went to the fucking bin And now that they're like working together.
Oh, didn't they make some fucking cockamamie line in the middle of the movie? Like, they must have been in correspondence or some shit.
Oh,
like
eat
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Eat shit. They're pen pals.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that time I poked out your eyeball? My bad.
My bad.
Signed, Billy. Dear Billy, we're cool now. Signed, Agnes.
In my defense, I have an irrational fear of cavemen.
That's stupid that they're buddies.
No, it's dumb.
Jackie?
No, that is not how that worked. Those two fuckers would have met up in the attic and tried to kill each other.
Question. What's your questions?
My question. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you guys to think too unpoorly of me.
Unpoorly.
All right. That doesn't make sense.
Do you think they were drinking high quality tequila?
Well,
it matter if they were?
So are we going with our rules or the rules of the movie? Because if we're going with our rules, they're rich girls.
Mm-hmm.
So probably decent tequila.
Yeah. They don't know decent tequila from a...
If we're going by the rules of the film, they don't know decent tequila.
So I'm thinking that she's drinking... she's chasing Jose Cuervo with Franzia Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she just got done last weekend chugging two bottles of Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, and boy did her butt hurt for a week after that. I'm still just confused at why the hell you have the whole older sister thing at all.
Another body? Like, why? No, because you just cram in another sorority girl if you need another fucking body.
Yeah, and it's not like she was a badass that helped out or saved anybody.
She accomplishes nothing.
I know why she's in it.
I don't.
She's pals with the director, so he's like, I'll just work you in here.
Okay.
But that's the problem, is that they couldn't work her in there.
No.
It didn't... What?
She has no redemption.
No.
She doesn't even find out about her sister. She just assumes that her sister's dead because they never find Claire.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, when they go up to the attic, they finally found her. And she keeps saying...
Oh, yeah, when Agnes not... is... It's just the corpse parade.
Yeah, she guesses it's Claire because she's still got the bag on her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not leaving the house, and I'm going to assume that she's alive until I see otherwise.
Okay, well, she's got a fucking bag on her head. What do you recognize her neck? No, you don't know that that's your fucking sister. They don't find Agnes, or they don't find Claire. She's in there. She's quite dead. But they don't know that.
She says, oh, my God, Claire.
You got a bag. I recognize your bag face.
Maybe that was how they bonded.
No, she doesn't know that that's Claire. She accomplishes nothing. She has no redemption at all. She's useless.
She is totally useless.
But she did get a nice watch.
That she broke.
I think it was a fucking Timex.
I think it was a Seiko. All right, here's the big one. If your sorority gets murdered, is tuition free?
Isn't that the whole plot of Dead Man on Campus?
No, that's his professor. That's his professor. No, his roommate. It is his roommate.
Yeah, that's the whole plot. They're in a fraternity, and they're going to kill
They're not in a fraternity. It's just his roommate. He's in the dorms.
So, but if you're in a fraternity, they're all your roommates, so
what if you get
straight A's that
semester. What if they're your housemates? What if it has to be... Because that's roommates. You live in the same room. So what if they're house? Because in this one, they all have separate bedrooms.
So I would say that what happens here is because of the 9 of them, 6 of them make it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those doesn't count because it's the den mom or whatever mom. So 5 girls survive. They all get straight A's that semester.
Straight A's.
Oh, but you know what's fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas. Which means the campus has already turned in final grades for that semester. They get fuck all.
Maybe it carries over to the next semester.
Nope, they get fuck all.
Yeah.
It has to happen during the semester.
These dumb shits have all just flunked out of college. Well, we would give you a shrine next semester, but you guys have all failed out, so you're fucked.
Failed at life.
I don't know. The one girl seems like she's going to get an A in drunk banging.
All right, the real big one. Does this capture the true spirit of Christmas? Jackie, I'm going to start with you.
No.
Okay.
My Lord, no.
Okay.
The pen pal thing, no. Let's see. Where's my sister? No. And you know what the message of this film was?
Mm-hmm.
We're sisters, and we're going to stick together, and you're not alone.
Uh-huh.
Bull fucking shit. That's how he killed every last one of you bitches, was because you just had to go do your own fucking thing.
Sammy, your theory.
I'm going to try to play devil's advocate with this one, because Billy is trying to reunite with Agnes, and that the Lee is trying to reunite with Claire. The girls are all staying together for Christmas. I think, yes, it does.
I completely agree. This film does capture the spirit of Christmas, Jackie, because I go with Sam, but even less. It's less than what you said.
Oh.
Because, as anybody knows, the protagonist in a slasher film is not the people running away from the slasher. The protagonist is the slasher. That is the people that everybody's rooting for. So if the protagonist, his whole plan is to go home and spend time with his family during the holidays.
Yeah.
That's the true spirit of Christmas. Bam. That this movie is a Christmas movie.
Christmas movie. I'll be home for Christmas.
To stab you in the face.
It doesn't matter. Christmas is for everybody, Jackie. It's for lunatics,
yep.
And it's for normal people. So it's for everybody. So Billy gets a nice at-home Christmas.
You two suck. No, this is not a true meaning of Christmas.
That's the true meaning of Christmas.
Got the true meaning of Christmas.
I'm afraid you don't know. If it's lights and presents, then you don't know the true meaning of Christmas, Jackie.
Well, I haven't watched Charlie Brown lately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Final recommendations on Black Christmas. Jackie, start with you.
Do it.
Okay, why?
I just thought it was fun, and there's a naked girl in it.
Barely.
And I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was a mindless slasher. I don't care if it was generic. It was everything I wanted it to be, and I liked it.
Fair enough. You really like slasher movies, so.
Yeah.
Sammy?
I'm going to give it a don't, but it's not like a hard don't. If you like slashers, like if Jackie says, this one moves fast enough. There's no real dry spells. It's got some stupid stuff that's kind of fun. But my problem is that I will trudge through a 45 minutes of nothing to get unique deaths. Like when we were doing the Roman do's and don'ts with the sausage party movie that we watched. That
Murder
was like
Weapon. Murder from Weapon. 1989.
Hard to watch for quite a while. But then when they start killing people, all of it's unique. It's fun. It's something you haven't seen. That's what I want in
a
slasher.
The effects are wonderful.
Yeah.
None of it is vague.
What I want is you've asked me to come there to see these people die, basically.
Basically, correct.
So I need that to be a unique thing that happens every time, whereas this is, for the most part, it's not even stuff that would kill people.
It's pretty milquetoast when it comes to that.
It's just like, oh, they're dead. He may as well not even show it. Just have like a violin sting and you assume they're dead. And that's there's some gore here, but there's not anything that's really interesting to me.
I go with the same thing. I thought it was fine as a viewing experience. I didn't hate it. I thought I was going to hate it. I thought I was going to really fucking hate it. I didn't.
No,
I thought it was fine.
It moves
along.
I just
thought it was really milquetoast. And the whole time I wanted it to be Jason 4, 5, and 6, and it wasn't. And for that, I say, dude, put some fucking effort out, man. Because it's almost something. It's almost something. The story is stupid and ridiculous. And we're going to shove Christmas death down your throat. That's almost something, but make it that. Don't fucking cut away, you fucking pricks, because you don't have the goddamn budget or imagination. That's when it sucks. Don't like it. I'm going to give it, there's better things to spend your time on. So, anyways, next week, we are going to revisit 2012, because we've watched it, and so we're going to talk about it, and this time we're going to make a fucking episode about it. So enjoy that, and enjoy your Christmas and your holidays and your Hanukkah and your Kwanzaa and whatever the hell else you celebrate, if you celebrate.
Merry Christmas.
From us.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Visit us at www.stinkermadness.com. Follow Stinker Madness on Twitter at Stinker Madness. Please rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for listening, and get to the chopper.